This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We said we get to this. Let's follow through on it. Red Wings playing Chicago tonight. Currently, the Red Wings are in the -3 spot, which is a. I've decided this is how I'm going to refer to it. The negative. They're in the -3 spot. So the third worst record in the league. That gives an 11.5% chance to win the lottery. But coming up with the trade deadline, what do you always hear? They're going to trade for, if they get all the trade rumors or speculation is about trading a player for draft picks. The Red Wings already have 10 picks in the coming draft. NHL draft is 7 rounds. They have 3 in the first 2 rounds, and they have 8 in the first 5 rounds. And we got 5 days to the trade deadline, and the 3 players that appear to be drawing interest are Jimmy Howard, the goalie, Gus Nyquist, and Nick Jensen, the blue liner. Now, it's pretty clear that Ken Holland is asking for first-rounders in return.
There's maybe not also, for Jensen, but for the other 2, yes.
Yeah, and the thing is, Jensen's playing really well for them. And the intriguing thing is next year they have 3 expiring contracts of defensemen. And it might make some sense to bring Jensen back.
Well, I don't think Jensen's an under free agent, is he?
After this year?
I think he's here for, I think he's signed through a couple more years.
Gator, stand by. But the other two are free agents. He's not the one on, no, there are 3 total, and Jensen's not one of them. But there are 3 others that will be expiring contracts next year. Defenseman, give me a second here, and I'll.
Well, Erickson, I think, might be one.
Yeah,
and Trevor Daley, maybe.
And you got the
Mike Green,
the Cronwall. Yeah, I think you just nailed them all. The Cronwall
probably retire.
Yeah, is in the retiring category, and you're really talking about turning this over to an inexperienced group of defensemen. So they might be the least motivated to trade him, and might take the best offer to move him. You know, Howard is. Wants to be here, which is refreshing just in general for a Detroit sports fan. And he's having a really good year. And there's no heir apparent in the organization right now. So do you hold out for a number 1 pick? Because Jimmy Howard for a number 2 makes sense to me. It makes sense to me.
Well, you need to have 2 teams bidding. If there's only 1 team calling you and they're offering you a second-round pick, then, I mean, if it's me, yeah, I end up doing that because you only have 1 team. Mm-hmm. You need multiple teams bidding so that you can play them against each other, and then you can say, look, needs a first-round pick. First team that calls me with a first-round pick gets it.
There's Gus Nyquist. When Brian Boyle goes for a second-rounder and Michael Grabner goes for a second-rounder, you think, okay, Nyquist is having a better year.
Yeah.
First he round. Should go for a first round. Mm-hmm. But I'd take a second rounder for him too.
Well,
I would.
But I think the market's going to play itself out with Nyquist where somebody will offer a first round pick. He's having a heck of a season.
Then he's gone. I mean, yeah. Right? Because it'd be a late first rounder.
He's an unrestricted free agent. And yeah, let him sign somewhere else in the offseason. And I like Nyquist a lot, but I think because he's having this really good year and a contract year. He'll probably get a 4 or 5 year deal that'll pay him what north of $6 million a year, something like that, and that's probably too rich for what the Red Wings want to pay. But you got to move somebody. They have to move some players.
Well, they're going to have a roster logjam eventually if they don't.
Yeah,
where they're going to have to just release guys because the next wave of players is coming.
Well, their players are going to be knocking on the door. Look, Zadina is starting to pick it up a little bit. Is he going to be on this roster next year? There's a pretty good a chance that he will be on the roster next year.
Svechnikov will be almost for sure.
Well, Svechnikov he's healing from a knee injury, but he's going to be competing because he's starting to skate now.
But I think he'd be exposed to the expansion draft.
Right.
If they don't.
So they're going to have to protect him, and then you've got the defensemen that all started the year with the Red Wings, but aren't on the roster right now. But Hronek, Chalowski, Sulak might have a shot. Hicketts might has a shot. They've got a lot of guys that are competing to get back to Detroit and play on the blue line, and the Red Wings will have some accommodating spots because some players aren't going to be here.
But it's intriguing because every other team in the league can look at the Red Wings roster situation and their contract situation, and they can conclude, you know, Kenny Holland's got to move somebody. He's got to get rid of some people.
Sure, but Kenny Holland also has a couple players there that teams would want. It's not like he's, you know, you've got Jimmy Howard, who's been outstanding in even man situations, even strength situations on the ice as a goaltender, top four goaltender in the league. You've got Gus Nyquist, who's almost a point-a-game guy, who is becoming quite the playmaker right now. I mean, these are two guys that players that teams would want on their roster heading into the playoffs. So it's not like he's dangling.
Okay, but here's the question.
You know, player as someone like a Thomas Vanek.
If the best offer you get for Nyquist is a second-round pick, do you take it?
Yeah. I mean, you're coming down to it. You either lose him for nothing, or do you hang on to him for what? For a playoff push? To be competitive the rest of the way?
No.
No, I mean, of course I would move him, but I think there's going to be a market for both of those players, so we don't have to worry about
settling for... I'm asking what's your floor where you'd settle
for
something.
No, my thinking is this, because I think that if you want to... We talk about tanking a lot. You want the Red Wings to have the best chance at ensuring that they're going to have options there and being one of the three worst teams in the league. The number one way to do that is to trade Jimmy Howard. Because no offense to Bernier, but Bernier is a backup for a reason. And Jimmy Howard is the one player on the ice for the Red Wings. If you remove him from the ice, immediately changes how this team looks. His importance to the team and their success is giant. Look, you can take out Larkin, and that's going to hurt this team a lot. But taking out Jimmy Howard? Come on, man. The backup is totally different.
Jensen is a free agent after this year.
It is after this
year. Would you take a third rounder for him?
I might want to sign Nick Jensen.
I might too. If you have, I almost feel like I would take a third rounder for any of them because I'd feel like I'd parlay two of them into another second rounder. You know, I'd put two of those draft picks together. What's intriguing is, will anybody want a package deal? Will anybody want Jimmy Howard and Nick Jensen? And what could you get? Would anybody want Gus Nyquist and Jimmy Howard? And what could you get? And could you get players? Can you get a young goalie that could get people excited? Because right now, the wording I saw in The Athletic today and a really good breakdown of this was waiting for some young goalie to step up. They're waiting for a young goalie to establish himself. And they don't have that yet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.